From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. North Korea has confirmed it's conducted its fifth nuclear test, the second so far in 2016. It comes on the anniversary of the nation's founding. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
The U.S. Geological Survey registered a 5.3 magnitude earthquake Friday morning at 9:30 a.m. local time near its Pyongyang-ri nuclear test site. South Korean President Park Geun-hye called the latest nuclear test an act of self-destruction. Daniel Pinkston, an international relations professor at Troy University in Seoul, is not surprised at Pyongyang's defiance.
The regime is very motivated, and the nuclear missile program, those programs are extremely important. They place a high priority on those programs.
Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.
French police have arrested three female suspects alleged to have been planning attacks. This in connection with the discovery earlier this week of a car loaded with canisters of gasoline in Paris. Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said the three women, aged between 19 and 39, were radicalized fanatics who were preparing a new violent and imminent attack. Gabonese opposition leader Jean Ping has filed a challenge to the results of the August 27th presidential election. The challenge filed Thursday afternoon centers on the province that provided President Ali Bongo his margin of victory in the official results. Deadly violence erupted in the capital, Libreville, last week after official results showed President Bongo beating Ping by about 6,000 votes. Ping accused officials of fraud and declared himself the winner. President Bongo resisted calls for a recount. This is VOA. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry headed into another round of talks with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov on a deal for a Syrian ceasefire. Speaking this week during a visit to Britain, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said there are still many obstacles to a peace agreement, but President Barack Obama thinks it is worth the effort.
Well, we're a long way from getting there, but that's why Secretary Kerry is going. That's why the president said he wanted to give it one more try. So if we didn't believe that was worth doing, we wouldn't be doing it.
University of San Francisco regional analyst Stephen Zunes says one of the remaining sticking points in talks between the U.S. and Russia has been who the terrorists actually are and who are the rebels opposing the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Syria and the Russians, of course, see all the rebels as bad rebels. The United States makes distinctions between hardcore Islamists like al-Nusra and the more moderate elements that the United States has historically supported. Then, of course, they're the really bad rebels, that is, the Islamic State, which both sides see as the priority.
The sticking points have been described by a U.S. official as technical matters, explaining that overall the larger goal remains clearing the way for a transitional stage to new leadership in Syria after a ceasefire. The U.S. House of Representatives will vote Friday on legislation that would allow families of the victims of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks to sue the Saudi Arabian government for allegedly supporting terrorism. The Senate passed the bill in May despite opposition from Saudi Arabia, a key ally to the United States. 15 of the 19 airline hijackers were Saudi nationals. Riyadh has denied allegations it had any role in the attacks or supported organizations with ties to terrorist groups. The White House also opposes the legislation out of concern it could weaken U.S. ties with Saudi Arabia, expose U.S. citizens overseas to legal risks, and open the door to lawsuits against the U.S. from foreign countries. The White House has signaled it would veto the bill if it is passed. From two-thirds of the House and Senate members would be needed to override the veto. The World Health Organization has stepped up its warning for Southeast Asia to guard against the threat posed by the mosquito-borne Zika virus. A recent report identified China, the Philippines, Thailand, and Indonesia as high-risk countries, while in sub-Saharan Africa, Angola has faced increased risk due to its historical ties with Brazil. The report warns that at least 2.6 billion people, over a third of the population, are at risk.
That's the latest world news from VOA.